Welcome to this special program on misdiagnosis and misclassification of lymphomas. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Mitch Smith from the George Washington Cancer Center in Washington, and to begin, he provided an overview of the key issues in this important area.
I think the key is to understand the complexity of lymphoma. And in my training, I like to lump things because it makes it easier to think about. And I spent a lot of my career being a lumper, and now I have to be a splitter because as we learn all the different types of lymphoma, it used to be that it didn't matter. You gave the same treatment regardless, but now we really are tailoring the treatment, and personalized medicine, precision medicine, makes it absolutely critical that we have the right diagnosis for prognostic reasons, inform the patient, and select the best treatment. So I can't escape the fact that we really have to drill down into the details of the pathology and the molecular aspects. And so that's the point to get across to the physicians, I think.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about how you think through the issue of, let's say, a patient who's presenting with lymphadenopathy and the initial diagnosis, let's say, is follicular lymphoma. They're coming to you for a second opinion. You know you have this patient coming in who's had a biopsy showing follicular lymphoma. When you go through the case, what are you going to be looking for?
So I think the first is, does it fit clinically? So diffuse adenopathy, relatively low symptoms, maybe mild cytopenias, LDH, pretty normal, may have some B symptoms, but usually not in follicular lymphoma. So if there's any red flags that say, gee, this has come on over a three-week period, very symptomatic, I go, this doesn't quite fit. So I'm thinking maybe I have to think about the pathology. So the clinical aspects are pretty important as you look at the case. And then what kind of biopsy it was. I mean, we do see still fine needle aspirates sent, and you get flow cytometry, and it says CD10 positive B cell, and it said B cell lymphoma follicular origin. Well, that's not a follicular lymphoma. That could be a large B cell lymphoma or a follicular lymphoma. So I think, does it really say this is follicular lymphoma with a grade on it? We've sort of given up grade 1-2, but you know, if it's a grade 3, that puts a red flag because grade 3 follicular lymphoma is often quite difficult to be reproducibly diagnosed by several, even expert pathologists, and 3A versus 3B. So again, follicular 3s are a red flag. Clinical history that doesn't fit is a red flag. Those are the kinds of things. And you know, again, if it's a full excisional node biopsy, I'm going to feel more comfortable. Even a core needle where sampling error can be a problem. So you look at the type of pathology, what stains were done, was the pathologist pretty confident? Do you see things in the report when you read through it, not just the bottom line, but you know, there's some atypical features here, I'm not sure. You know, you sort of read and get a sense of how confident the pathologist is of the diagnosis.
What about biomarkers in follicular lymphoma?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see, so typically they're CD10 positive and they express BCL2. Certainly if you have FISH or cytogenetics that confirm the 14-18 translocation, you say, okay, fine, that really nails it down. There are some folliculars that don't have that, so it doesn't mean it's not right if they don't have that. So CD10, BCL2 positivity would be two things that if they're positive help me feel more comfortable. Usually we do CD5, and that should be negative. If that's positive, I'm thinking maybe there's something funny here. So, you know, I think those are the main features.